what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Forum Studios. 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. Not a lot of local sports to talk about right now. However, there was an announcement made by the NJCAA just a couple of hours ago where they have announced a suspension in the spring sports season until April 3rd. You can read that full release right now at CastleCountryRadio.com. But that does bring up a number of other issues, including eligibility for current freshmen and sophomores participating in the spring sports season. Joining us right now over the phone to talk about that, fresh out of a meeting, we have Athletic Director Scott Mattson. And Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on. I appreciate the time.
Hey, anytime, Jordan. I appreciate being on.
Definitely, Coach. I know it's been a very busy, probably odd week for you. I know yesterday you and I had a couple of conversations, and really everything was kind of contingent on a meeting today as far as the NJCAA is concerned, and they had released a statement just a little while ago stating that we just won't have spring sports for the next few weeks.
Right, and that's what they're doing, is kind of trying to see how this plays out. They're worried about safety, of course, and that's what we're all worried about. And so as we made the decision, we're going to just cancel everything through April 3rd and then reassess it at that point.
I know in talking yesterday, Coach, not only to you, but some other media members that cover the NJCAA, there was a thought that there might not be a spring season. So were you pleasantly surprised with the meeting today, or is this kind of what you expected?
You know, I was a little bit surprised, but I mean, with the lack of information that everyone has about this right now, I could also see it going that way, the way that it did.
It almost feels as if the NJCAA did the right thing. And I'm not saying that the NCAA did anything wrong or that any of these other organizations have done anything wrong, Coach, but they took their time with this, and it seems like their decision wasn't affected by others.
You know, that's exactly it. I think they're hoping we can salvage this season, and they understand how much work and effort that everybody's put in to play this season, but I mean, they're still just kind of waiting to see what happens, and hopefully we can get everything settled and coming back.
Coach, so what does this mean for individuals as far as an eligibility standpoint is concerned? I know that this stuff can get fairly complicated, and I'm sure this was discussed in depth. So what does that mean for kids, that, you know, be it a redshirt freshman or a sophomore, eligibility-wise, what does this mean?
And that's kind of where the hang-up is a little bit. The NJCAA has come in and said they've extended the hardship. They'll give the players a hardship if you haven't played past 60% of your schedule. And so we're right in that area where it's, I mean, we had to make a decision. I think that's where the real push has come from, is we have until, they've extended it now to April 10th, but we're still under the 60%. But if you cancel your season, then those kids will be eligible for that hardship. If we decide to come back and play, that doesn't count.
And with that, is that a decision that will be made around April 3rd when the suspension is over, or do you anticipate that that's maybe something that could happen beforehand?
You know, it's kind of up in the air. It's just kind of, it's going to go off from what everything else plays out. Because, I mean, we have our restrictions through the school and through the state that we have to follow, and with the national thing, that's what plagues a lot of it, because there's so much travel that we have to do in order to play the season. So that's kind of where we're sitting and waiting for answers, and just kind of, we bought ourselves a little bit of time. But I mean, as a coach, waiting 3 weeks and coming back and trying to finish a season, that's a tough way to go. You know, I mean, you've prepped these kids, and it's like starting all over at preseason again when you're sitting here doing nothing for 3 weeks.
Sure, sure.
So, that's my biggest fear, is having these kids get shorted because of something like that. You know, and that, I could see in the NCAA where they're just saying, hey, you know what, this is better off this way. And I mean, the letter of intent they've extended for next year, so you can have more. But I mean, it's there's just so many scenarios that fall into that one little spot that what we're going to do after this point really plays into it. And I mean, follow along nationally is a good idea.
These kids, they are student athletes, Coach, and I know that there has been some announcements as to what's happening on the school, with the school and with the campus itself. Are the kids able to get out and have any communication with one another whatsoever, maybe practice in between here during the suspension time at all?
For right now, we've canceled practice going through next week until we could kind of get back. I've been out of town, so we're kind of trying to settle in and do things the best we can, but for now we just kind of said it's safer that we cancel all practices, and we're going to have a meeting on Monday and go over how everything goes. And I mean, they're able to walk around. The campus is still open. The cafeteria is open. They're able to go and utilize the library and different areas. So, I mean, we're just trying to limit right now from my understanding. And like I said, I'm off campus, but we're trying to limit the amount of people in one area at one time, which it's kind of the way the state's going.
Again, our guest right now is USU Eastern Athletic Director Scott Madsen. Coach, you've been around for so long. I know that you've never experienced anything like this. Right now in this spring sports season, we have two first-year head coaches who are really now venturing into uncharted water. I mean, really, I mean, I don't know how you can't follow a blueprint on how to come out of something like this.
No, and that's something that we've talked about. I've been in contact with them quite a bit, probably at least 3 to 4 times a day for the last couple of days. And, you know, it is hard, but we're going to figure out what we need to do because, like you said, it's uncharted territory right now that we kind of have to figure things out as we go. And hopefully it'll come out in a positive way. And, I mean, the way they're playing right now, it's really disappointing because they both are on good seasons. So, I mean, for us to have to stop just kind of hurts us. But at the same time, I mean, it's something we have to do, and they'll figure it out. They're great coaches, and they'll figure out what they need to do to kind of continue that if we end up coming back and playing.
Yeah, there have been seasons in the past with every sport where you think, boy, a three week break would be the right thing, right? That could be exactly what the doctor ordered. Not the case this year. Baseball's played quite well, and so is softball.
Right, and that's the downside of this is they are playing well, but I mean they are a good group, and if we're able to. If we end up canceling this season, we'll have them, most of them back for next year for a second season and some of them for a third season. So, I mean, in that aspect, hey, that works out good for us. We have that extra year to be around these kids. But, I mean, some of these kids are graduating and ready to move on, and that's the downside of it too.
Well, that if the decision is made, Coach, to cancel the season, is that something that would have to be made throughout the entire conference, or is it kind of a school-by-school basis?
You know, we obviously have to follow what our school says, and right now we're trying to figure out as a conference. I've had several athletic director conference calls with all the our region, and we've kind of just we're pushing it back the best we can. And I think it's one of those things that as a conference they'll make their decision, and then we have to be okay with, I guess, whatever they're doing as long as it follows our restriction. But obviously, first is if our school says we have to do a certain thing, then we're going to do it, and then we'll have to follow the conference. So we talked about different scenarios because there's a couple schools that are under different restrictions than others where they just have a modified schedule. So, I mean, there's different things, and like we've talked about, it's all new to everyone, and so we're trying to just think of every possible scenario that could possibly go. And with that, it's just, I mean, there's just so many possibilities with this. I don't think we could ever really get ahead of it as a conference.
Sure. And I know that it has kind of trickled beyond what's happening on the athletics field. I know we reported this morning and talking to you yesterday, the BDAC here on the campus of USU Eastern, that is also closed indefinitely to the public, correct?
Yes, it is. We were given word we needed to close it yesterday, and the public, it'll be closed to the public until further notice. As far as students and faculty, we're allowing a certain number of them in at a time that they have to show their ID cards in order to get in.
What are the other sports, Coach, that we have not mentioned yet? Also rodeo. I know sometimes in the midst of basketball and baseball and softball, we forget about rodeo. What does this mean for the rodeo season? Same thing? I mean, just until April 3rd?
Yes, it does. And they've also had such a good season going. I've been in contact with Monty quite a few times over the last couple of days, and you know he was a little concerned because this was a big rodeo this weekend that we ended up not going to, but then in the end they ended up canceling it anyway and then coming through. And I mean, as long as they're even, he's good with this. I mean, that's the thing with rodeo. They go off from a point system. So if some schools can't rodeo and other ones can, they're just building up points and catching us when we're ahead. So, I mean, that there's just so many, like I said, so many different scenarios that can play out of this. But our rodeo team's great, and they're all real supportive in everything that we do and we choose to do as an institution.
Yeah, and it's really, I guess, as simple as saying now we just play the waiting game. We sit and wait.
Yep, and that's the hard part is I called them each 3 or 4 times a day and just said, I wish I had more information, but it's been changing hourly the last couple of days as to what's going on, and so that's kind of, we just have to deal with what we have.
Well, Coach, I know it's a very busy day, a very hectic week. I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to join us on air and give us an update on what you're hearing on your end. It's always fun to talk with you, Coach. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Jordan. Thank you.
Again, that's USU Eastern Athletic Director Scott Madsen giving us an update on what's happening in the JUCO sports scene. No spring sports until at least April 3rd, and the seasons could be canceled between now and then as well. It's a fluid situation, and we'll continue to update you on it as soon as we get more information. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. While there are no national sports going on right now, one thing that we do know will happen in April, it is the NFL draft. We don't know how it's going to happen. Is it going to be live in Vegas? Is it going to be in a small boardroom? Are they going to go back to what they used to do in the 80s? And so there's questions surrounding the presentation of the draft, but we still know it's going to happen. We're going to talk NFL draft when we return here on this Friday edition of Drive Time Sports. Back right after this.